Writer Shalom Auslander has been described as Philip Roth's angry nephew. His work has appeared in The New Yorker and on This American Life. And today, for our series You Must Read This, he tells us about a book that sits at his bedside and gives him a break from that fury.
Why are we here? What is our purpose? Is there a God? How can we account for the presence of evil? These are just some of the questions not answered in the Groucho letters, letters from and to Groucho Marx, which is why I keep a copy of it on the small table beside my bed. There are also on that small table books of philosophy, of theology, and a few that have been blessed enough to qualify as literature. The qualification process is brutal, with a $50 non-refundable literature application fee and a 17-page questionnaire that must be notarized by James Wood. These books approach life and its myriad questions with seriousness and focus, and after just a few pages, they make me want to kill myself. Which is why Groucho is never far away. I can't do an hour shot of Beckett or Carver without an unstiff Groucho chaser. You see, I've long been of the opinion that life is too serious to be taken seriously, and if that is my religion, Groucho is the Pope. In his interactions with peers, children, lawyers, actors, writers, and politicians, the man simply refuses to take any of it seriously. Shakespeare wrote that life is a tale told by an idiot signifying nothing. These letters make it seem as if Groucho actually lived it that way. In 1963, responding to an admiring letter he received from T.S. Eliot, Groucho replied, "Dear Tom, if this isn't your first name, I'm in a hell of a fix." In 1959, he wrote Elaine Tynan, the author of The Dud Avocado, to tell her how much he enjoyed her book. She wrote back, thanking him for his kind words and requesting a photo of him for her wall. "I am delighted," he replied, "that you were delighted, that I was delighted about your book. I am sending you a photo of myself at the age of 7. You will probably say to yourself, why the cigar? That's a very good question. Actually, the cigar is a phony, so is the mustache, and, to wrap it all up neatly, so am I." It takes a staggering degree of self-assurance to steadfastly refuse to be dragged down into the pit of worthiness and self-importance. It takes a monumental degree of wisdom to know that life is short and silly, and probably ought to be treated that way. Serious is easy. It doesn't take much to stand on a soapbox and bemoan the fall of something, the corruption of whatever, the abuse of everything. And so, to wrap it all up neatly, perhaps the questions of why are we here, what is our purpose, and is there a God, are not answered in these letters. But a more important question is, how are we to go through life? How are we to approach this mess of an existence? Groucho's answer, with laughter. Charlotte Chandler recalls that after receiving an honorary Oscar in 1973, he was 83 years old at the time, Groucho said that he'd wished they'd given the award sooner, when Harpo and Chico were alive. "Do you know what I say when I go to bed every night?" he said. "Unborn yesterday and dead tomorrow. Why fret about them if life be sweet? Right now is the only moment there is. Amen, brother."
Shalom Auslander is the author of the memoir Four Skins Lament, and the book he thinks you must read is titled The Groucho Letters, Letters from and to Groucho Marx. You can find more book recommendations at npr.org. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.